The ruling powers of your world are in disarray, and much harm has been done. And while that does not seem personal to you, we want to remind you that knowledge is in the air around you, and the part of that that you see and know to be dangerous in a larger sense is around you too. What tends to happen in these times then is that what you might be going through is amplified because those feelings are amplified, and that information about what is supposed to be order is not in order and is amplified as well. So while you may be having challenges of your own, they are somewhat more challenging now because of that additional information. So we would like to talk to you about how to look at your power, how to look at the power of focus. You can go through many days, many hours, attempting to find an answer when the actual answer lies in your ability to take your focus to another place. Now, of course, in our minds, the mind would rather solve a problem, of course. But some problems are not immediately solvable, and that is being reflected in your country as well. So when you are able to say, my power here is not to change all of this, but my power here is to move my focus, not move it to make it solve whatever problem I am working on, but to change my own energy so that when I am dealing with my problem, I am not caught in the narrowness of fear and I am open and expanding. And the simple change of focus will actually do that for you. In many of your spiritual teachings, there are references, which we know you will understand. They are references to suffering over your suffering. And what that means is that you are in a place where you do not have control, and or you have very little control that you can see. You cannot see it. And so to continue in that pattern, to go over and over and over it, is to suffer over your suffering. To make a conscious effort, no matter whether you feel like it or not, to take that focus and move it to another location, is to know the wisdom of getting through a difficult time. And as we are looking at multi-level difficulties here, of course, that means, what do we say, the volume can be up on something that is going on in your life, even though your life may be quite fine. You may be safe, you may be cared for, you may be supported, all of that. But we want to be very careful about too many times over the same territory if we do not have the power to do anything about it in the moment. Now, from childhood, all of you have experienced things that were like that. You may not have liked something, but you did not have power over it. And of no one said to you, of course, because that is not what happens in childhood, do not focus there because the focus is going to make you angry or tired or disappointed, whatever that might be. But take your focus to another place. For those of you who spent a childhood in books, and we believe this is a room full of you, you know that when it was not what you could control on the outside, you took your focus to a book, to another world, and the ability to do that should never be diminished in your opinion or in your thought, because it is that thing that allows you to relax into your own strength and to begin then to allow your own consciousness to open to let you see more of what is there for you. So, and we will mention this one other thing, and that is, it is the problem with future worry. And that is, you leave the place where you actually can be in yourself, where you can change your focus, where you can begin to expand yourself again and go into the future which no one controls, no one at all controls. And so there is a use of your energy that makes you suffer over your suffering. And we would like to see you all free of that, even though we understand it is a discipline to pull out of that when times are challenging. Now, we might mention that in the times that you are all in, there are very beautiful things in your lives. And simply to remind you that when this is problematic, the focus on the things in your life in this moment that are fine and good are the places that are going to be healing for you, even when there is anxiety or a worry. This is the place to focus on the beauty of the life you live, on the love of the things that are truly yours. So we will begin to breathe together now. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe in that peace. Let it go through you to your mind, to your chakra centers, to your trunk. Let that peaceful energy fill your body as you breathe. Consciously exhale your fear. And feel a lightness in your heart. And let that light move down through your chakras and up through your chakras and open the crown so that the movement up through your body is light. And leaving the body is light. Feeling the wind in the night sky and finding that road that is your road in the sky. And let yourself walk along that road without fear, knowing the vastness of all that is around you, and knowing that your own light and the light of the universe is your safety. Move forward and move to the place that is your place. Let the gates open and welcome you. And move higher on your path in your place, stopping to drink water to refresh your spirit. And find your teacher waiting for you. Take this time to be with the teacher. Now see that your teacher has a gift for you. Rest the mind and know the gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you and receive the teacher's blessing. Come down to the place that is your place and feel the rain of abundance falling on you. The abundance and the highest good falling on you together. Find the path in the sky and feeling yourself a part of the perfectly balanced universe. Walk down the path and come again to the room above the circle. And as a gift, find a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.